it is time to ask the CLO, our Chief Love Officer, Steve Harvey. Ready, CLO?
Yes.
Here we go.
Yes.
This is from Abraham. Abraham in Sacramento. Abraham writes, my wife is a micromanager and plans every hour of her day. Lately, she added sex to her schedule, and if I'm not in bed by 11 p.m., I miss my window to have sex with her. I'm not sleepy by 11 p.m., but if I get out of bed after sex, she gets upset and we won't have sex for a few days. What should I do?
Wow, missed that window.
Well, based on the letter and what I'm hearing, you really needs to be in there by 11.
Lights out.
Gotta get that through your head, homie.
Get your time.
He said, I don't even be sleepy at 11. This ain't about your sleep. It's about your schedule.
Yes.
Get in here before you miss your window.
Yes.
All right, then, if you try to get up afterwards, she's upset and you won't have sex for a couple days. Bro, you know how many two-day wonders that went past in my life? Don't worry about that. Today.
Just worry about getting there before 11.
You just get in there by 11.
Yeah.
Before you mess around, mess your window up. That's all we need to do.
10:45 ain't a bad idea.
Yeah, see, dog, listen to me. You're trying to plan. You want to get in there, be late, all this here. Then you 11. And then you want, I want to get up and go back out here because I ain't sleepy. What, dog, this is how you got to do it. Come in here and do your absolute best at 11.
Uh-huh.
Put her to sleep. Then get up, go on down there and make yourself a grilled cheese sandwich. Just go on down there like that. No. Cut on SportsCenter.
Does he have a point about her being so regimented?
Yes. Listen to me. Hey, but one thing for this letter. You got to be in there by 11.
The fact is,
worry about all that.
Maybe he can't perform exactly at 11.
Shirley. Yes, he can.
Yes, he can. Yes, you can.
Shirley, let's go to the next one.
All right, Tammy in Philly writes, I love to knit, and everyone knows my work. I made a hat for a man I dated before I got married. My husband ran into the man and saw the hat. I got cursed out for that. Was I supposed to turn down money because I used to date the man?
First of all, let me slow you down a little bit, Tammy. From Tampa, where's she from?
Tammy from Philly.
Oh, Philly, okay.
Uh-huh.
That's good. At least it's cold up there. Let me say something to you, Tammy. And I ain't trying to hurt you or nothing like that, but everybody don't know your work, okay?
That's what she said. Yeah,
you ain't needed that much stuff around Philly. And there's a whole lot of people listening to 105.3 WDAS right now sitting up here going, I ain't seen that one of Tammy's hats. I don't know her knitting. It ain't that big. What it is, Tammy, is you roll in a small circle.
Uh-huh.
Your boyfriend stay close to the house, so when your husband ran up him, your ex-boyfriend stay close to the house, because you've been, you know, in a small circle. He ran up into him at the grocery store. He know your work. It ain't your work, he know. It's you that made that hat before. That's all it is.
That's the hell.
Yeah, he thought it was his.
All right, moving on to Israel and Conyers.
Now, you done handed the hat to your man, talking about I made this for you. He think he got something. Then he run up into Demetrius down there at Fresh Market, and he got the same hat on. That don't know everybody know your work. Your husband recognized the hat you gave him. That's all that is. All right, go ahead, Sherry.
All right, Israel and Conyers writes.
Everybody know my work.
Israel.
Israel writes, I can't go anywhere without my wife asking to go, and 95% of the time, she looks a hot mess. Saturday, I told her she had to put on clean clothes and comb her hair. She said I hurt her feelings. Am I supposed to let her go out looking like a hobo?
Wow.
I've never had to say that to my wife. I'm trying
to comb your hair.
Yeah, I'm trying to figure out where you got to tell her to change her clothes and comb her hair. I'm trying to figure out who you married to.
Yeah, that's a bit deep.
Well, you shouldn't let your people go out looking like a hot mess.
Mm-hmm.
That you shouldn't do. But if every time.
I couldn't say that to
her. Do she know COVID is over?
I think everyone
anybody
knows.
Told her.
Can he tell her in a nicer way?
Is there a nicer way he can say it?
Let's fix your hair.
How you? Hey, baby.
Try.
Hey, have you seen Tammy's knit hats that's out now?
She's in Philly.
You know, her work is well known.
Everyone knows her work.
I can't help you, dog, with that one, man. Good luck. This is probably going to end up in divorce. I'm just going to put that out there.
I wonder why she won't comb her hair, though.
I don't know why she want to look like a hot mess, but I don't know where you think you're going. But I'm going to quit telling you where I'm going. Go get out in the car and just drive off, though. Yeah. Leave her. Now she running behind the car throwing stuff.
What in the world?
Yeah.
Wait.
All right. Moving on. This is the last one, Steve. This is from Vera in East St. Louis. Vera writes, my neighbor hates me because I dated her. I dated her husband before she met him. I love telling her that she's got my leftovers. Her husband asked me to lie and say that we never had sex. Why would he ask me to do that after all these years? Oh, she's messy.
Why would you be throwing it up in this lady's face after all these years? You got my leftovers. What's wrong with you? That's why she hates you, Vera. Yeah. And you know how old you are for your name got to be Vera?
But you didn't say anything about Abraham.
No, Abraham, that was Israel.
No, there was Abraham and Israel. And now we got Vera.
Yeah, we got a whole bunch of people from the Bible calling.
Say
we in the Bible today?
Yeah, I was surprised you didn't say anything. Abraham out of Sacramento.
I let it slide.
That was the first one.
Well, you know, all these is from the email bag, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, if you're going to go to the email bag and just pull stuff out of Jerusalem, we're going to run into these.
So Vera, they need to move.
She's a mess, her neighbor. All right.
She out of line. Thank you, CLO. She got my leftovers.
Yes. You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.